In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We do this broadcast live. We're looking at the book of Maccabees. This is the part of the history of Israel. To understand the book of Maccabees is to understand Jesus. Jesus knew this history. Because what did the book of Maccabees bring about was the Pharisee movement, the Pharisaical movement, which was of God. Okay, let's recap. There was an evil king. What was his name? Antiochus Epiphanes IV. And this evil king did the most terrible of terrible things. What did he do? He took a pig, went into the Holy of Holies and sacrificed a pig, defaming the altar of God. Now, this king is evil, okay? And he prohibits the Jews from worshiping. Listen to this now. But you see, when you nature abhors a vacuum, okay? So he's prohibiting the Jews from worshiping. So he's got to put something in its place, remember? Nature abhors a vacuum. So what did they do? In Jerusalem, they built big gymnasium, gold, you know, the gold gymnasium. And like they did throughout the Greco-Roman world. And they want all these Jews to take part, these men to take part in this exercise stuff. You know, you don't have to, you know, it's free there. The thing is open. And they did. But they said, you know, if you take part in this, you've got to take off the marks of circumcision, which means you've got to break the covenant with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? This is the beginning, okay? He took away the worship of Israel. The temple is desecrated, the pig is sacrificed, and now the big gymnasium is there, and the men are having the greatest time. They're building up their biceps and triceps and whatever seps they're building up, and they're running around in their birthday suits, and they've taken off the mark of circumcision, and they're pagans. Now, I'm going to be looking at 1 Maccabees 1, verse 41. Then the king wrote to his whole kingdom. It starts with the gymnasium, okay? Let me tell you that evil has a plan. It begins innocuously. It begins in a simple little way, but its plan is to take over everything. Then the king wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people, one world religion. Okay, listen. Each abandoning his particular customs, which means the Jews that prayed several times a day facing Jerusalem would abandon those customs. The sacrifice was abandoned because they desecrated the temple. All the Gentiles conformed to the command of the king. All the pagans did what the king said. And many Israelites were in favor of his religion. They sacrificed to idols, and they profaned the Sabbath. Listen, my friends. What was the will of Antiochus Epiphanes IV? To make God's people into a pagan people. Can I tell you that's exactly what we have in Europe and what we have in the United States and Canada? To make God's people just like everybody else. Can I tell you that same evil spirit is working in the Archdiocese of Boston and the Archdiocese of St. Louis and the Diocese of Tucson and the Diocese of whatever, because we might not have Antiochus Epiphanes the Fourth that wants one religion, but we have the globe, we have the media, we have all these people that are saying, you know, you are backwards, you're pro-life, you're against homosexuals. Let me just tell you, the spirit of the world worked through Antiochus Epiphanes the Fourth. But I'm telling you, the spirit of the world is working through the media, much of the media. This is just the way it is. So that God's people, over a period of time, would stop becoming God's people. So that they would abandon their customs. Happy holiday. Not Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. No longer a Christmas tree, but a celebration tree. Isn't that something? You know, they just want to take Christ out of everything. You see, it's the same evil spirit working in the world today, doing what Antiochus Epiphanes did then. And unfortunately, most people buy it. That one religion. You know what the name of the religion is? Come on. You have to know it. It's called humanism. It's called New Age. And it's as old as Genesis 3. If you eat of the fruit of the tree, you will become God. New Age. Oh, yeah. I don't have to listen to any priest tell me about divorce, that divorce is not of God. You know, the scripture tells us that. And I know some people had to divorce because they were living with an animal. I understand that. But I'm going to tell you, who is that priest to tell us about divorce? Who is that priest to tell us about not doing birth control? Who is that priest to tell us that abortion, that's just the blob of cells, we know better? Who is that priest? This is our right. We'll do what we want to do. Yeah. So that the people would abandon their particular customs, yeah, their faith. It's happened. It's happened. How many Catholics truly believe that Jesus Christ is present as Eucharist? I'm telling you, when I was a young priest 100 years ago, 23% believed in the real presence. That's what Gallup said, the Gallup poll. You know, today, if it was 23% 30 years ago or 28 years ago, do you know how many people believe in the real presence of Jesus today? Not many. Let me continue. All the Gentiles conformed to the command of the king, and many Israelites were in favor of his religion. Yeah, his religion. They sacrificed to idols, and they profaned the Sabbath. The king sent messengers with letters to Jerusalem and to the cities of Judah, ordering them to follow customs foreign to their land. In other words, they're going to take Judaism out of the hearts of people. They're going to take the covenant that God made with Abraham out of the hearts of people, to prohibit holocausts, to prohibit sacrifices, to prohibit libations in the sanctuary, and to profane the Sabbaths and feast days. In other words, now on the Sabbath day, you can all go to work. It's okay. It's okay, you know. Don't you listen to your religion. How many years ago did that happen in the United States? They stole our Sabbath away, our Sunday away, the day of the Lord's resurrection. Oh, yeah. Do you know the biggest shopping day now is the Sabbath day, is the Sunday? Do you know that? Do you know there was a plan? Do you know when everybody what do they do when they're playing soccer? You know what day the kids rehearse or play soccer? Oh yeah, on the Sabbath day, so they won't go to church. Oh yeah, we've already done that. We don't have a Sabbath rest anymore. We don't have a day when people can just be and have fun and go to church and worship God and be with the family and have a nice dinner. No more. Let's take it away from them. And what did the churches do when the world started to creep up and eat our Sabbath? We didn't do anything. And now there's no such thing as a day of rest. There's no such thing as the Lord's Day. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? This is the way it is. You think things have changed? It's the same devil. I'll never forget. When I was in Japan only once, and I was with this beautiful Jesuit priest, and at this time in Japan, this was many years ago, in Japan, the people were working 18 hours a day, and they were home, very little sleep. So I said, that's evil. And you know what the Jesuit priest said? Yeah, the same devil that's in the United States is in Japan. It's the same devil trying to destroy families. It's the same. Well, listen. To profane the Sabbath and the feast days, to desecrate the sanctuary and the sacred ministers, to build pagan altars and temples and shrines. In other words, if we're going to take away Judaism, we've got to have something to replace it. If we're going to take away Christianity, we're going to have something to replace it. Humanism. Man becomes the center of the solar system. Woman becomes the center of the solar system. We will worship the creature rather than the creator. You read Romans 1 and 2, okay? It's the same thing. We might not be worshiping beasts and snakes, but we worship, this is my right. This, I am who I am. No, that's God. That's not you. Let me continue. To sacrifice swine and other unclean animals. If you're going to take away the real worship, you're going to have to replace it with a foreign worship, with an evil worship. To sacrifice unclean animals. To leave their sons uncircumcised. In other words, to completely negate the covenant with Abraham. I am your people. I am your God. You are my people. And this is the sign of the covenant, is circumcision. To let themselves be defiled with every kind of impurity and abomination. My friends, things have not changed. And if we think things have changed, we are crazy. Nothing is new under the sun, Koheleth tells us in Ecclesiastes. Things have not changed. Right now, what we do is we have the same old evil stuff. Now it is flavored with taco sauce. You know, it's a little different. Not the essence of it, but the flavor of it. It's the same thing. We don't sacrifice to animals. No, we go to the pagan temple called the Mall, and we worship. It's called materialism. Oh, yeah. And what day do we go on? We go on the day of the Lord, especially because we're there to sacrifice. But no one's thinking they're sacrificing, yeah, and no one's in church. That's just the way it is, okay? That's just the way it is. To leave their sons uncircumcised, to let themselves be defiled with every type of impurity and abomination, so that they might forget the law and change all the observances. In other words, they're not going to celebrate Passover anymore. Or if they do, they're going to sacrifice a pig. You've got to replace it with something. Are they going to go to the gymnasia? That's right. I went to the Stop and Shop yesterday, and I bought a couple of things. And on the window, at least it said, on Thanksgiving Day, the Stop and Shop will be closed. That amazing. But do you know, on Easter, all the stores are open. It's the highest holy day of the Christian calendar. It's the way it is. It's the way it is. Whoever refused to act according to the command of the king would be put to death. Well, we don't kill people yet in the West. What we do is we say, you still believe that stuff? Come on. You still believe that stuff? I told you about the man I was burying 100 years ago. You know, I had his ashes. And it was Mr. Jones. I didn't know I had his ashes. I had just buried somebody. And the undertaker said, we're going to bury Mr. Jones. And I'm saying, what's he talking about? He said, you're leaning on him. And I was leaning on the little box of ashes, you know. And this is before, you know, cremation became popular. I still hate cremation. Let it be known, I hate cremation, okay? I know the church says it's all right, but Father Tom hates cremation. And I'm going to tell you that. That's the way I feel. That's the way I'm not saying that it's wrong. I just hate it. Well, anyway, we're going to bury Mr. Jones. So we go to the plot, and they dig a hole, and we put Mr. Jones in his place. And the guy who's, you know, digging the hole says, well, you know, they're going to have a hard time on the last day putting back Mr. Jones together, putting them together again. The guy knew religion. I said, oh, no. I said, the Lord won't have a hard time. I said, he's God. He formed us in the womb. You believe that stuff? That's what he said to me. You still believe that stuff? Now, that was like 25 years ago. I said, I stake my life on it. I don't really believe it. I stake my life on it. I said, I guess you don't know Jesus. I said, because if you knew Jesus, you would know that he'd have no trouble putting Mr. Jones back together again. And he laughed at me. Oh, yeah, that's the way we do it today. You know? The king, Antiochus Epiphanes IV, put people to death. I'm going to tell you, it's going to come to that. And it has come to that in Rwanda. It has come to that in Africa. It has come to that in the Middle East. Many people have been put to death because they will not bow their knee to Allah, or they will not bow their knee to the Hindu gods. And so they die. And so they die. I'm telling you, the same evil spirit that worked through Antiochus Epiphanes IV works through people today. In America, it's much more subtle. Okay? We're not being killed yet. Notice the word yet. You know what it says in the book of Hebrews? Come on, you know what it says. That you have not yet allowed yourself to suffer to the point of shedding your blood. Yet. Let me continue. Such were the orders that the king published throughout his kingdom. He appointed inspectors over the people, and he ordered the cities of Judah to offer sacrifices, each city in turn. That's the one world religion. You know, we hear about the one world religion in the book of Revelation. The shadow of it took place in the Maccabees. Now, God is going to raise up a righteous people that are going to say, no, we will not do what the king says. No, we will not sacrifice pigs. No, we will not observe his holidays. No, we will continue to do what we are to do. No, we will bow our knee to the name of God, the one who revealed himself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We will not. We will follow the law. We will not follow this king. And you know, then there's going to be trouble in River City. Let me continue. Israel was driven into hiding wherever places of refuge could be found. In other words, it's the underground church. Israel was driven into hiding wherever places of refuge could be found. This takes place all the time. Didn't it take place with Hitler? Of course it did. The people who loved God were, what? Driven into hiding. Corrie ten Boom and her family hid Jews. Pius the 12th, people don't believe this, Pius the 12th saved more Jews than anyone. You know, he did that by the grace of the living God, but it was under the pretext of hiding. But you can only hide so long. You can only hide so long. Because then you've got to confront the enemy head on. And when you confront the enemy head on, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a lot of people who are going to die. So let's continue. On the 15th day of the month of Chislev, in the year 145, the king erected the horrible abomination upon the altar of holocausts, and in the surrounding cities of Judah, they built pagan altars. They also burnt incense at the doors of houses and in the streets. Any scrolls of the law which they found, they tore up and they burned them. Whoever was found with a scroll of the covenant and whoever observed the law was condemned to death by royal decree. So they used their power against Israel, against those who were caught each month in the cities. On the 25th day of each month, they sacrificed on the altar erected over the altar of holocausts. Women who had their children circumcised were put to death in keeping with the decree, with their babies hung from their necks. Their families also and those who had circumcised them were killed. But many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled with unclean food or to profane the holy covenant, and they did die. Terrible affliction was on Israel. And here we have the people of God suffering persecution because they will not give in to the pagan king. They will not give in to the pagan king. So what happens? When you do not give in to the pagan king, it means you're going to suffer. Okay, so Antiochus Epiphanes erected the Holy of Holies in the Holy of Holies and sacrificed the pig. And it was the one world religion, and they had to follow the decrees of the king or else be killed. Let me tell you, my friends, we are headed to those days in the West when we will have to make known that we either follow the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we love, or we are going to follow the evil decrees of the one world religion. And the one world religion has to do with humanism, placing man at the center. We already have laid the cornerstone of humanism. I have a body. I can kill my child. I can die when I want to, and so on and so forth. This one world religion will have a one world ruler. The book of Revelation tells us that. Yes, and the thing that will stop people from suffering will be that there will be a decree that only those who have the number of the beast would be able to buy and sell. But we laugh at that, say that could never happen. Oh yes, the chips are down. That's all it takes is a little chip in your hand or on your forehead or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We already have everything in place. We have pagans that are supposed to be Catholics. We have pagans that are supposed to be Protestants. We worship at the altar of materialism. We have forgotten the Lord Jesus Christ. We have gone our own way. We have turned our back upon him, and we have absorbed the ways of the world. And you know what? It wasn't under any unlawful decree that said, if you don't do this, you'll die. It took place because of pleasure and because we wanted to do what we wanted to do. It was rebellion against God. We'll continue with this tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what people are willing to do for the one true God, willing to die for the one true God, willing to die and not profane themselves by eating food that would desecrate their allegiance to the one true God. Listen, I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I want to say that this Sunday at Holy Rosary Rectory, we're going to start worshiping again, 7 o'clock, if you'd like to come. 7 o'clock, and if we have a lot of people, what we'll do, we'll go into the church. So 7 o'clock this Sunday, we're going to start worshiping the Lord, and bring your tambourine, bring your pots and pans, you can bang them around, and come and adore the Lord. Listen. Don't be duped by the evil one. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.